Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Life of the Party is a short political analysis and campaign reflection by Joe Cunningham, a former Democratic congressman from South Carolina and former gubernatorial candidate. The book examines why the Democratic Party has struggled to maintain trust among many ordinary voters, especially outside its strongest urban and professional class constituencies. Cunningham writes from the perspective of a Democrat who won in a difficult Republican-leaning district, then later experienced the limits of party messaging in a statewide race. His purpose is not to offer a full academic history of modern liberalism, but to give a practical diagnosis of political disconnection. The central claim is that Democrats have too often moved away from kitchen-table economic concerns, relied on culturally narrow language, and treated voter unease as a moral defect rather than as information to be understood. The book fits within campaign strategy, party reform, and contemporary American political commentary. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, loss of trust begins when economic anxiety is treated as secondary. Cunningham places kitchen table economics at the center of his critique. The book argues that many voters do not first experience politics through ideological debates, institutional reforms, or national media narratives. They experience it through wages, housing costs, groceries, healthcare, jobs, schools, and the feeling that leaders understand the pressure on household budgets. Democrats weakened their relationship with working class and middle class voters when they allowed economic insecurity to be overshadowed by issues that sounded more important to party elites than to people managing daily costs. The point is not that cultural questions are irrelevant, but that a party seeking majority support must show that it understands material strain before asking voters to accept broader arguments about democracy, rights, or social change. Cunningham treats trust as a practical relationship rather than a slogan. If voters believe a party has stopped noticing their immediate problems, even technically sound policy positions may fail to persuade. This makes economic focus not merely a messaging choice, but the foundation for credibility. Secondly, retail politics is presented as a method for rebuilding credibility. A distinctive feature of the book is Cunningham's emphasis on retail politics, meaning direct, repeated, local engagement with voters. He links this approach to lessons learned from traveling back roads with his father and to his own experience winning South Carolina's 1st Congressional District in 2018. The mechanism is simple, but demanding candidates must show up in places where support is not guaranteed, listen before correcting, and speak in language rooted in the community rather than in consultant-approved abstractions. Retail politics matters because distrust is rarely repaired by advertising alone. Voters who feel ignored may need evidence that a candidate is willing to enter their spaces, answer questions, and absorb criticism without treating them as enemies. Cunningham uses this idea as a corrective to nationalized campaigns that often reduce local voters to demographic categories. The practical implication is that Democrats should invest not only in policy platforms and digital outreach, but also in candidate presence, local relationships, and the habit of meeting people where they actually live. Thirdly, cultural insularity weakens persuasion even when policy intentions are serious. Cunningham argues that Democrats have developed a cultural and rhetorical style that can sound inaccessible or judgmental to people outside core party circles. The book describes the party as overly academic and culturally insular, suggesting that some Democratic messages are shaped more by activists, professionals, and highly educated audiences than by the broader electorate. This critique is not simply about tone. It concerns the gap between how a party understands itself and how it is heard by voters who do not share its institutional vocabulary when legitimate concerns about crime, schools, immigration, identity, or rapid social change are dismissed too quickly as prejudice. The party risks confirming a perception that it does not respect people who ask uncomfortable questions. Cunningham's point is that persuasion requires moral seriousness and social patience at the same time. A party can defend inclusion while still acknowledging uncertainty, fear, and disagreement among voters. His argument suggests that Democrats need fewer performative signals of righteousness and more explanations that connect values to practical outcomes people can recognize. Fourthly, the book uses Cunningham's own career as evidence for both opportunity and warning. The author's political biography gives the book a grounded perspective. Cunningham was the first Democrat in decades to win South Carolina's 1st Congressional District, a victory that made him an example of how Democrats can compete in difficult territory when they appear accessible, moderate in temperament, and attentive to local concerns. At the same time, his later losses show the limits of personal appeal when broader partisan currents and party reputations work against a candidate. This dual experience shapes the book argument. It does not present winning back trust as a matter of one clever slogan or one perfect policy document. Instead, it suggests that candidates must overcome accumulated perceptions about what the Democratic Party represents. Cunningham's experience also gives the book a regional dimension often missing from national commentary. He writes from a Southern political environment where Democratic labels can carry heavy cultural baggage. That perspective helps explain why he focuses on local presence, plain speech, and economic relevance rather than assuming that national anti-Republican arguments will be enough. Lastly, its prescription is practical, but intentionally narrower than a full policy blueprint. Life of the Party is best understood as a concise intervention rather than a comprehensive governing agenda. Its strength is clarity about political relationship. Listen more seriously. Reduce cultural condescension, lead with economic concerns, and communicate in language that voters recognize. Those prescriptions are actionable for candidates, campaign staff, and party officials because they address daily campaign behavior. The limitation is that the book, by design and length, does not appear to provide an extensive policy architecture for every major issue facing Democrats. Readers looking for detailed legislative programs, polling models, or historical scholarship may find the argument more diagnostic than exhaustive. That limitation, however, also defines the book role. Cunningham is less interested in writing a think tank report than in challenging a party habit. He treats voter trust as something earned through conduct, not merely policy content. The practical value lies in forcing readers to ask whether Democratic communication, candidate selection, and campaign culture make ordinary voters feel understood before asking them to feel persuaded. In conclusion, this book is most useful for Democrats, campaign professionals, local party leaders, political volunteers, and voters who want a pragmatic account of why the party has lost ground with constituencies it once expected to hold. It also has value for readers outside the party, because it shows how political organizations can become socially insulated and then mistake internal approval for public trust. The main intellectual benefit is a clearer distinction between having policy positions and being believed by voters. Cunningham argues that credibility depends on whether people feel heard on the pressures that shape daily life. The practical benefit is more direct candidates should spend more time listening locally, speak plainly about economic concerns, and avoid treating disagreement as automatic evidence of bad faith. Compared with broader books about polarization, democracy, or national party history, Life of the Party stands out because it is written by a recent Democratic candidate who has both won and lost in difficult terrain. Its perspective is closer to the campaign trail than to the seminar room. But that makes the book less comprehensive than academic studies, but more immediate as a guide to political reconnection. If you would like to support Joe Cunningham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.